Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by an anonymous donor.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Der Narek from St. Sarkis Church in Douglaston, New York, with a new episode of the podcast. Today's program comes to you from Elverson, Pennsylvania, where the 29th annual St. Gregory of Datev Institute of the Armenian Prelacy is taking place. Let us start our session with a prayer, and today's prayer will be read by a fine group of students who are attending Datevatsi Institution.
O God everlasting, O God eternal, who causes light to shine in this our lower world, and enlightens us and dispels the darkness of our sins, O immeasurable God, who for our sake set yourself within the bounds of flesh, and poured out and caused to shine forth upon the creatures the grace of the Holy Spirit, now and unto all eternity. Praise are you, O most exalted God, with the Father and with all Holy Spirit, now and always, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
When it's coming apart, you had it all. It wasn't enough. No, it's not enough. They tell you it's not worth the price, so just let it go. But you know you can. You know you won't. It's not easy, no, finding the words to say. When you're feeling lost, you'll find your way. The world is so broken, and sometimes it leaves you cold.
It's that time of the year when schools are over and camps start. And our prelacy had the wonderful idea 29 years ago to start a very unique program. Today, I'm not only joined by a group of Datevatsis who will be part of the podcast, but also I am with Anushavan Serpazan, who started the Datevatsi. Serpazan, hayr, asvaz oknagan, and welcome again to the podcast. Serpazan Hayr, can you tell our listeners, as well as this group of Datevatsis, about the beginning of the Datevatsi program?
Back in 87, with the blessing of late Archbishop Mesrop Ashcan, who then was the prelate, and later with the encouragement of our current prelate, His Eminence Archbishop Oshagan Choloyan, we started St. Gregory of Datev Institute with a main concern that how we can provide to our youth a concrete knowledge of our Armeno-Christian identity based upon the Bible as well as 2,000 years of Armenian church experience. Along with the identity, of course, our second concern was to galvanize the immune system of our young generation in order to face all the challenges they are facing in their daily lives, be it in their neighborhood, the school, business, and in other fields. And I'm glad that God has blessed our institute and over 500 of participants. I can definitely say that the majority, they are involved in our community life, and in different capacities, they serve, be it in the church as well as in the sister organizations. I would like to thank all the Board of Trustees, the benefactors, Philadelphia ARS Artemis Chapter, and others who who gladly supported us, and thank God that by next year we are going to celebrate the 30th anniversary.
That's a major milestone, and it sounds like, along with the Armenian prelacy, there have been others who were involved to make this a success. And as you say, Sarpazan, the result of this program has been very meaningful in the life of our communities. Today, we also have with us Der Stepan Baljan. Der Stepan, who became part of DATEV even before becoming a formal student. Ortniader, and welcome to the podcast.
Yev Ortniader, der yekhpar.
Tell me about your experience. What was unique about your experience?
Well, thank you for having me today. My experience with DATEV has been very unique and very valuable for my life. When I was just finishing up my year of third grade, when I was 8 years old, my father, Der Antranik Baljan, had been called to deliver the Bible studies at this new institute called St. Gregory of DATEV Institute. And he decided that because I had shown an interest early on in the life of the church and in the liturgy, that he would take me along with him. This is when it took place in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1988. And I spent the week in that environment, learning from the teachers, learning the sacraments, the services, certain elements of the services like jamamud and sharagans and psalms. And that became an invaluable experience for me, and I could not wait to attend the next year. Gradually, as I got older and moved into adolescence, I went through the program the proper way and graduated in 1993. And pretty much every year since then, with some exceptions, I've had the privilege of being able to attend DATEV first as a postgraduate student, as a night angel, and finally now as a priest and instructor. And those years that I do, for some reason or another, miss coming to DATEV, my heart is always here. I feel like there's something missing when I'm not making the trip to Elverson, Pennsylvania every summer. So I'm very, very thankful for the role that DATEV has played in my life, both as a person and as a priest.
Are you saying that you became a priest because of DATEV?
I would be lying if I said that DATEV did not have an enormous influence on my decision to become a priest.
They see the fear in your eyes, heart sinks like a stone. 'Cause when you're afraid, it weighs on your soul. It's not easy knowing, finding the words to say. When you're feeling lost, you'll find your way. The world is so broken, and sometimes it leaves you cold. And at times you can't feel the fire to guide you home. The demons are haunting you and try to steal what you know. But the angels, they brought you, and they're gonna hold you up. They're gonna hold you up.
We often have the opportunity and the honor to speak with our clergy, but today I have the honor to speak with a group of fine datevatis. We just finished our prayer session for the evening, and it was a wonderful session that we had. It was beautiful to hear all of you singing and praying. And we're going to be having a little conversation so that our listeners will hear from you about the experience of attending DATEV. And I am a little biased. I come from New York, and I'm just going to start with somebody who is from New York, our own Anais Bayraktarian. Anais, welcome.
Hello. Thank
you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Your dad has been on the podcast before, and now it's your turn. How do you feel about that?
Big shoes to fill.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think you were critical about your dad when he was interviewed, right?
That's what I heard. Oh, okay. I don't remember.
I'm making you nervous now. Okay, Anna, tell us, how long have you been attending DATEV?
5 years, since I was 13.
And you're a post-grad?
Yes.
What have you learned in the past 5 years?
I've learned a lot about my religion and how I can follow my faith in the present-day world and how it pertains to more of the present-day aspects.
Which has been the best year so far?
I like being a post-grad.
Why?
I feel like we have more freedoms as we're older, and the younger children, I guess, respect us more.
I like that. I like that. So are you saying that you will be coming next year?
There's a chance.
There is a chance. I hope I will see you next year.
Hope so too.
Okay, from New York, we move across the bridge to New Jersey. And our next Tatevatsi is Mr. Armand. Armand, tell us a bit about yourself.
I started coming to DATEV when I was also 13. Now I'm a postgraduate, and I'm entering my senior year in high school.
You are part of which parish?
St. Vartanans.
Do you attend church every Sunday?
Whenever my family can, very often. If not every Sunday, then almost every Sunday.
What do you do in church?
I'm an altar server, and now I'm an acolyte as well.
Why do you come to DATEV?
I originally learned about DATEV when my brother came years ago, and whenever we came to drop him off, I always had fun for like the 4 hours I was here. So as soon as I turned 13 and was eligible to come, I made sure that I did. And every year I've just been wanting to come back, and now it's been 5 years.
Are you happy that you're a postgraduate?
I'm very
just
happy.
Like Anais?
Very.
Do you get the respect?
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace.
I'm happy to have you with us.
Thank you.
Staying in the state of New Jersey and making a transition to the University of Villanova, we have with us Miss Nazeli Doramajan, who is also a postgrad. Nazeli, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Orna Tekdet Hyde.
Asva Zorte. How are you, Nazeli?
I'm good. How are you?
Nazeli, you are very involved this year.
Yes, I try to be.
Today you did something extraordinary. We had a little incident, and you performed CPR to one of our younger Datevatsis. Tell us about that.
A 13-year-old came up to me, and she wasn't breathing. She had accidentally eaten a peanut butter cookie, and she, between breaths, told me that she needed administered an EpiPen. So we got her close to the Dalton House and administered the EpiPen, performed CPR, called 911, and got her to the hospital.
And I would like to report to my listeners that she's doing very well this
very
evening.
Well.
She's back to the program. But I would like to commend your courage.
Thank you.
That you took upon yourself to help someone who was in need, and you demonstrated a great deal of courage. I think this is an example that everyone need to learn. Is this something that you learned from DATEV?
CPR?
No, not CPR, but being courteous.
Oh, of course.
Very yes. Good, Nazeli. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us?
About DATEV?
Whatever you want.
Okay, well, I think DATEV is a very unconventional way of learning, and I want to say unconventional because it's not a sit in a Sunday school room, have a teacher teach you. It's more of a dialogue between Serpazans, Derhires, Hirsurps, and it's very different. You don't get that on a normal Sunday. I mean, here it's free. You can talk back and forth, and it's a great learning experience.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Nazeli.
Thank you.
And moving a little bit south to Philadelphia, we have with us Mr. Matthew Silverian. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you.
You're a drummer, right?
I actually don't play. I play the guitar, actually. Adam plays the drums.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys in a band?
We are not in a band, but we play a lot together.
Okay. So. Why you are in DATEV?
I think it's similar. My family has been coming here for a while, and I don't know, they always had fun, and it always looked like fun, so I thought I'd come.
Is it fun to be here?
Yeah, I have a good time. I remember my first year was probably my favorite year. That was like, I had like the most fun.
What's different between the first year and now?
I probably had the most fun the first year, probably because my brother was here. And like, I'm like really close with my brother. So that's most likely because now he's older. So
this year you are graduating. What has been the best experience in DATEV that you had?
I had to say the best experience. I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. We were actually in here, and I can't remember who it was with, but we were with one of the priests. And we were just talking about like how we like felt about some of the stuff like in the Bible, and it was just like really like eye-opening to me, because it was like such different perspectives than I usually heard, because it was everybody that was in the class talked about it, and it was just, you know, eye-opening. Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew. We hope that you will be with us next year as a post-grad. Yes. Because it sounds like you get a lot of respect as a post-grad. Yeah. Thank you. Now we move up north to Rhode Island, and we have with us Mr. Armen Elian.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you, Armen?
Good.
How is your brother?
He's doing good.
Why he is not here?
I mean, it's a long
You are your brother's keeper, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. So tell us why your brother is not with us.
He has like rehearsals and stuff to go to for other things he has to do. And I'm pretty sure he's looking for a job at this point. I'm not really sure. So he has like a lot of stuff to do this week, especially.
Very good. We wish him best of luck. This is your second year attending DOTEV?
Third.
The third year. And this is the best year so far?
Personally, I liked my second year the best.
Why?
I don't really know. For some reason, like, I just felt like I enjoyed I don't really think it was the classes that much more, but I think that, well, obviously the full week hasn't played out yet, and the best days are usually, like, towards the end of the week. So at this point, I liked my second year better just because of those last few days.
I hope that the last few days will be as much educational and fun for you.
Thank you.
What do you do in your parish in Rhode Island?
In my parish, I am a tabid now, and pretty much I mainly do kushots, hold candle, open and close the curtain, just stuff around the altar, and like after the dead hide leaves, I clean up, put out all the candles, change the candles, all that stuff.
That's a very big responsibility that you have taken upon yourself.
Thank you.
I think this year you guys are starting a summer Bible camp for the first year. Are you going to be part of that?
Yes, I am a counselor at that. I don't really know what I'll be doing exactly because there's a lot of other people there. So the majority of what I'll be doing is mainly unknown, but I don't think it's going to be teaching. It's going to be more about like setting things up.
I bet the things that you will learn here at DOTEV are going to be very helpful in your responsibility as a counselor.
I am too.
Thank you very much, Armen.
You're welcome. Finding the words to say when you're feeling lost, you'll find your way. The world is so broken, and sometimes it leaves you cold.
And we go to Boston, and we have with us Ani Chobanyan. Ani, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Orna Tekderai.
Asfazorte. How do you like Datevati this year?
I love being a Datevati. Coming to Datev is like returning home, and I look forward to coming every summer.
You're graduating this year, right?
Yes, I am.
Is that exciting for you?
It is very exciting. I've been coming here for 4 years, and I've loved every year, whether it is learning all the new information in class or coming to chapel and having breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the mansion. It's just a great time.
Would you like to tell us about the program? What happens here on a daily basis? Well, a lot of our listeners do not know.
In the mornings, we start off by waking up at 6:30. We have night angels because we don't have mothers here, so the night angels serve as our mothers. And we go to the chapel in the morning. We have morning service. After chapel, we go to the mansion. We have breakfast. And then we have classes for 4 hours, which are taught by Dead Hires and Hire Swoops and Serbazans. And after the classes, we go to lunch. And then we have time to spare. We have recreational activities. We play sports like volleyball, soccer. And then we go back to dinner. And after dinner, we have Bible study, and at nighttime we go back to chapel, and then we go to bed.
Thank you very much. That was very good. Now let me ask you another question. How was your driver bringing you down here? Did you enjoy the ride? Do you have any complaints?
He was an excellent driver.
Okay. I think there is Stepan was your driver, right?
Yes.
If you have any complaints, you have to let Sarpazan know about that.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much, Ani.
Thank you, Dadai.
And from Boston, we go all the way to the Midwest to Waukegan. And we have with us Miss Catherine Jemian. Catherine has taken upon herself graciously to be the sound engineer of the recording of this show. And I hope that my producer, Greg, will not be upset. Catherine, thank you very much for taking upon yourself this job. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell me, is this your first year here?
No, it's my second year.
How is your experience coming to DOTEV?
My experience coming to DOTEV has been very welcoming, knowing that I have not known anyone here my first year that I was here. So I was very welcomed by everyone who came up to me and greeted me with open arms to try to introduce me to all the new things that I've seen.
I'm imagining that coming all the way from Waukegan is quite a ride. Why are you here?
I'm here because I believe that learning about faith and learning about Christianity and being an Armenian and being an Armenian apostolic is very important to me. And I believe that learning about it and being with peers and people who are my age, even with people who I don't even know, is very important to me.
We had a session today together with your class today, and I really enjoyed being with your cohorts. I think you guys are a fantastic group and doing a great job. You're here with your sister, right?
Yes.
Does she like it?
Yes.
Are you coming next year?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Catherine. Now let's go back to recording more. Our next Datevati is attending the program for the first time, but he is representing the state and the parish for the first time. Kerem Jalhayan, you're coming from?
Detroit.
Welcome. How are you?
Good.
What brings you here?
Well, I first heard about this program from my Dadhai, and I heard about it. I thought it would be a good experience for me. Like, I could learn more about religion, Christianity, and my faith.
Are you involved in your parish?
Yes.
What do you do at church?
Mainly I do the kushots, I read the chostovanang, and sometimes I hold the candle.
Do you have a good relationship with your priest?
Yes, I do.
I mean, if you didn't have one, driving all the way from Detroit to Elverson, Pennsylvania, probably would have given you a good time to have a good relationship with your priest. Is he a good driver?
Yes, he is.
He is a very caring person. The Herant, who is a pastor, drove all the way from Michigan and brought you with us, and I'm very grateful. We moved down to Texas, and with us is... Garo, welcome. How are you?
Really good. How are
what
you?
Brings you here?
My parents.
Your parents?
Yeah.
What happened? They just put you in a box and shipped you over here?
Yes, they did.
They did, huh? That must have been a torture.
Yes, well, they thought, hey, let Garo try something new, so send me here.
This is the first year?
Yes, it's my first year.
How do you like it?
It's eye-opening.
It's eye-opening.
Yes.
Do you like your friends? Have you made friends
yes,
yet?
Yes, I have made lots of friends instantly.
Okay. What has been the best experience so far?
Spending time with others that you don't even know, just getting to know them.
Well, thank you very much. Again, this is a big deal to have somebody from Texas all the way coming to Pennsylvania and spending time with us. I hope that you will enjoy the remaining of the week, and I hope that I will see you next year.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you thought that all these states were not good enough, we have people who came all the way from France. Anaïk and Christy Thomas, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Datevati program.
Thank you.
How are you guys?
Good.
What
good.
Brings you here?
Our cousin Anaïs and family.
So you have family ties here?
We heard about our cousins, our uncles and aunts already come years ago here, and they told us about it. So.
Do you like it here?
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you with us. Are you teaching our students some French?
We're trying.
You're trying? Okay. How is the food? Do you like the food? I'm sure you have better food than
to
France,
be honest,
right?
Yeah, I miss my French food.
Okay, all right. Next time we have to you guys have to get us some French fries. Is that fair?
That's not French.
That's not French. All right.
Sorry.
We can't even agree on one thing. But listen, I'm very honored that you are with us.
Thank you.
And I hope that you're enjoying your time here.
Yes, we are.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's do the Bible reading and reflection now. This is something that we do here every week on the podcast. Today's reading is from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. And the passage will be read by Marina Tekeyan from the parish of St. Svartalan Church in New Jersey.
We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
The Bible reflection today will be done by Anusha Van Sarpazan and their Stepan.
Thank you, dear Narek, for this honor. After all, bringing the message of God to our believers, it's indeed a privilege. By a coincidence, yesterday our students at TATEV, they watched very interesting and meaningful movie, God is Not Dead. And personally, I is also, for the first time, was enjoying this movie. I learned that how God reveals his wisdom to all those who open their hearts and minds. God talks to children. God talks to youth. God talks to everyone as long as they open their heart, their mind. But all those who pretend to be somehow very knowledgeable, super knowledgeable, and they try to deny the divine presence in their lives, and even not only in their lives, but also in this world, somehow God veils his wisdom from them. And that's why, unfortunately, somehow they become blind, not to see and not to enjoy the wisdom of God. Therefore, I believe that this reading was to the point that God always shares his wisdom, his honor, his glory, his life with all those who believe and follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. That it was my impression when she was reading from St. Paul. And I'm sure that our Dativatsis, who every year come here joyfully, they learn so many things that are very useful in their daily lives, be it at home, in their environment, and that's how it's indeed a great blessing to all of us. What do you think, dear Stepan?
Shnoraganim Sarpazan Hayr, I agree with you, and I think that my dear brother in Christ, Der Nareg, chose this passage for a specific reason. And I really enjoyed hearing this passage because there's one part of it that always hits my ears in a certain way when I hear it. And that is the contradiction or juxtaposition of the wisdom of this age and the wisdom of God. And I think that this is one of the unique aspects of the St. Gregory of Datev Institute. It offers our young people a contrasting experience so that they understand that there is more to wisdom or understanding than just facts and data. That is what they're exposed to in their daily lives, in the school setting, in their learning environments. Datev is a unique opportunity for them to be inspired, as the Apostle Paul says, by the Spirit of God, and to understand that the wisdom that one can gain comes directly from the mouth and the heart of God himself. And that's revealed, as Sarpazan mentioned, truly to those who are seeking. And really, there's no better place for our youth, our young people, to do that seeking As I remember back to my teenage days, in those tumultuous years where I was trying to forge a path, trying to find out what my identity was, who I was, what I wanted to do with my life, how I wanted to glorify God, and Dativ played that pivotal role. And I am so happy, especially after hearing all these young people speak, to hear that it is still playing that vital role in the lives of our youth today.
And I pray that the wisdom of God will penetrate the hearts and the minds of not only who are participating in the Dativ Atzib program, but all of young members of our parishes, and they will have a life-changing experience and find a way to be with God. I would like to thank all my participants here at the Dativ Atzib. We recorded this session at the Chapel of St. Mary's, and this was a very unique experience for me also to have this opportunity to speak with the young participants and learn from their experience. Today's hymn is called Nayat Sirov, and this is a live recording that our Dativ Atzib, along with the priests, performed here at the Chapel of St. Mary's. I hope that you will enjoy listening to this hymn. I would like to thank my listeners. I would like to thank my producer. I would like to thank my audio engineer, Catherine, who volunteered to help me here today. And a special thanks to our sponsors. I pray that may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be always in your hearts. Amen.
Oh,
Today's podcast was brought to you by an anonymous donor. We thank you for your support. If you'd like to sponsor future episodes, please contact the St. Saki's Church office at 718-224-2275.